Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a jock jam because I always forget about this stupid song. Anybody know the artist of this one? Not Four Not Blondes.
I have no idea.
Linda Perry.
No, DJ Miko. She does the remix.
I love her.
Welcome back. It is Drew Garabo Live getting you ready for tonight's game one of the Tampa Bay Lightning versus the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm delighted that we will be able to check in with one of our favorite females on the planet. She is your Plaza host, not just pregame, but for the entire game tonight. Danielle from 97X joins us right now. What's up, baby D?
What's up? I am working tonight. Man, it is crazy out here. Like, okay, so let me just set the scene for what it's normally like. Usually, I get to the game about an hour early. There are approximately 3.5 people roaming around Four Thunder Alley. Today, there are hundreds of people. They have, like, a legit stage set up for the broadcast. Stanley Cup final signs everywhere. It's totally amazing. I have goosebumps.
Good. I bet the atmosphere is electric. You really don't get to experience something like this very often, and we're getting
11
even closer.
Years. 11 years, actually, is how long it's been.
How great for Danielle, her first year with the Lightning, and they go to the freaking Stanley Cup Finals.
It's so exciting because, I mean, I'm not the best as far as, like, sports knowledge. However, I grew up watching the Tampa Bay Lightning with my dad. So of all the sports franchises in Tampa Bay, I wanted to work for the Lightning for years. So for it not only to happen this year and then for us to be in the Stanley Cup Finals, I'm giving Tyler Johnson some credit for sure. But I do think I may have something to do with it.
Yeah, Tyler's credit is minimal. Yours is certainly cannot be overstated. You're joining us on the phone, on the Comrex, you being out there taking the pulse of Tampa Bay fans. What is, like, a couple of adjectives to describe the atmosphere down there. Obviously, electric, passionate.
It's just energetic. There is blue all around me. I see a couple of sissies in their red jerseys, and that's cool. I mean, come on out. We'll welcome you, whatever. But it is freaking blue here, and that's amazing.
That is good to know. It looks like the Lightning's policy of restricting ticket sales and jerseys is paying off, right?
And screw everybody who thinks that's a bad idea, because guess what? You're just butthurt that you didn't get your tickets, and that's fine. We do what we have to do to get an amazing crowd. We have Tampa Bay fans. This is a transplant city, people from all over the place, and we're letting Tampa Bay fans inside, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, and make no mistake about it, you Chicago Blackhawk fans will be allowed inside with your jerseys. You just won't be allowed to sit in the luxury areas where it will be all a sea of blue.
Sorry about you.
Hey, Danielle, how many people are around you right now?
There are, I'm in the middle of like 50 to 100 people. I mean, they're everywhere.
Do you think you can get them all to start chanting in unison?
Yeah. What do we want to chant?
Let's go, Lightning.
Let's chant, people. Let's chant.
She has no fear.
Let's go, Lightning. Let's go, Lightning.
I'll give it to you. You give it back. Let's go, Lightning. That's weak. I swear to God, there's hundreds of people around me.
There are five people.
Hold on, I'm running. I'm moving. This crowd over here was good. I'm running. I heard you guys yelling. Give me a let's go, Lightning.
Let's go, Lightning.
Let's go, Lightning.
Let's go, Lightning.
Let's
go, Lightning.
Let's go, Lightning.
Thank you.
All right.
Man, that was better.
Yeah.
There really are hundreds of people out here. It just seems like they're saving all their energy.
So you're going to be hosting the entire game out there in Thunder Alley while they project the game on the parking garage, right?
Yeah, so as I was making that painstaking decision of if I was going to sit with Seth with $300 tickets by myself, they actually asked me to work the whole game. So I'll be out here serving as plaza host in between during intermissions and during breaks and stuff like that. So I'm here the whole time.
That's fantastic. Are you doing that as well on Saturday?
Yeah. I'll be here both games.
Good. Well, hopefully I will get my filthy little hands on a ticket, and I will see you then. Thank you so much for joining us. Do you see any Blackhawk fans?
I see a couple. You want me to find one? I see this guy right in front of me. He's eyeing me. Oh, he's eyeing me.
Yeah.
Here he is. Hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
Eric, what's yours?
Eric, I'm going to put these headphones on your head, and you can talk to my friends Drew and Seth on Drew Garabo Live, okay?
What?
Take my headphones.
I'm his conciliary. You got to talk to me first.
Hello. Hey, Eric, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. Do you live here or are you from Chicago?
I'm originally from Chicago, but I came down from Minneapolis.
Okay, well, welcome to the Tampa Bay area. It's nice to have you here. And what do you
think? I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. What do you think so far of the environment down there at the Amalie Arena?
The environment's actually pretty awesome.
Good.
Lots of shouting and lots of... No, it's actually a really good environment. Lots of friendly people. You know, typical, it's actually my first Stanley Cup final, so very happy to be here.
Well, congratulations on making it to the game. Do you feel welcome? Because we know there's a lot in the media right now where they're making this big stink about Blackhawk fans aren't welcome and blah, blah, blah. You feel welcome there tonight, right?
No, I do feel welcome. You know, I'm the kind of guy where, you know, when in Rome, you know, I can understand the ticket restrictions for the zip codes. But
sure.
Honestly, the clothing restriction, you know, hey, the team's going to do it, but I just think it's kind of silly. But, hey, it's your team. You can do what you want.
That's pretty much a healthy attitude that a lot of people...
You know what I mean?
I do.
I'm not against it per se, but I'm not in a section where... At least I hope not.
No, unless you plunk down $1,500 per ticket, I don't think you will be, my man.
No, I think I'm okay.
Good, man.
I think I'm okay.
Welcome.
The atmosphere here is great, and Tampa's a really great host. Awesome. And we're looking forward to a great series.
Well, listen, while you're at the game, make sure you go to a bar called Bofa, okay? Because there's a really cool bar by the name of Bofa that I really want you to check out.
You got it, buddy.
What's the name of the bar again?
Bofa.
That's Bofa D's Nuts on Your Chin, Blackhawks fan.
That was pretty harsh, bro. I don't know why you did that.
Well, good luck tonight, okay, man. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much, and go Blackhawks.
Yes,
buddy.
Let's go Bolts. Thank you.
Go Blackhawks.
Hold on, boys. I'm coming back. All right, you got me.
Thank you, dear.
Thanks,
you're
Dan.
Welcome.
Thanks, Danielle.
That guy's so scared. He's so scared.
Well,
sorry.
You've done.
I'm really fired up, man.
I can
Getting
tell.
Out here and seeing all these people has got me all jazzed.
Well, good. Well, thank you very much for being here. Have you seen Garth Brooks? We heard a rumor that he's going to perform for free outside the game.
Do
you think Danielle, they're live on ABC Action News right now. Can you go get in the shot with Laura Harris right now? Do you see where they
are?
Yeah,
hold on. Let me see. I'm telling you. ABC Action News.
She's got a blue jersey on.
Yeah, they're on the far side. They're on the opposite side of the plaza, Danielle.
Oh, the blue jersey. I see.
Yeah. Do you see him? Can you get in the live shot?
Oh, this is great. I see News Channel 8. I see ABC Action News.
Laura Harris with a 28 jersey is interviewing some douche.
Do you want her to get Laura Harris or Jeff Vinnick?
That's Jeff Vinnick.
Yeah, that's
Jeff Vinnick. He's not a douche at all. That's Jeff.
Oh, whoa.
See if you can grab Jeff Vinnick. That'd be huge.
Oh, they just cut away.
Oh.
Do you see?
Oh, no. I see her. Hold on. I see her. Oh, no. They cut, didn't they? They just cut.
They cut. But Jeff Vinnick is standing right there if you can grab him.
That means they're done, Danielle.
Yeah, but...
I'll get Vinnick on.
If you can grab Jeff Vinnick, that'd be huge. He's the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning,
everybody. They're pulling him somewhere else.
Oh, man.
Danielle's normally pretty fearless when it comes to grabbing a guest, but I could tell that she's apprehensive about grabbing Jeff Vinnick.
Who wouldn't be?
Well, they're pulling him somewhere else, and this is my, you know what I mean? Like, this is my number one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working for the Lightning now, so I kind of can't, you know what I mean?
Oh, we're not looking to blow up your job or
I mean,
anything.
I'll call a Chicago fan a sissy all day, but it looks like he's going on Fox 13.
Nah, it's fine.
I guess.
I'll work on it. I'll see what
Quick,
I can do.
Switch to Fox 13 now. Get the channel.
Oh, my God, that's great.
I just want to see Danielle in the live shot.
We lost her. Oh, there she is.
There we go.
Hey. Does he have... Yep. Hold on one second.
Hold on. Okay, sure.
Hey, stand by. Don't go.
No, I'm not going anywhere. Sure.
Oh, dude, this is... You got a couple minutes?
Oh, my
Jeff,
God.
Thank you so much. Jeff Vinnick, I'm putting you on with him right now. I'm the man.
You are the man.
Hey.
I'll put you a headphones on.
Okay.
This is great.
Vinnick, help. Local radio station.
Yes.
This is 102.5 The Bone.
Got it. Hello, I'm on.
Jeff Vinnick, Drew Garabo. Pleasure to meet you by phone, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Anything I can do at this glorious time, I'm happy to do.
Well, we have been supporting the Bolts all season long, and I have to commend you on not just having a winning team, but having the type of franchise that the community has wrapped its arms around so vigorously and passionately. Jeff, you're doing everything right, and we have to commend you. It's an exciting time for you. How do you feel right now?
Oh, I feel great. You know, we knew we had a good team this year. We knew we had a competitive team. But to get to this point in the season where, you know, to win three rounds of the playoffs, not only do you have to play really good hockey, but you need a bounce here or there. You need healthy players, et cetera. And, you know, we've had some tough games and some series. Two series went to game sevens. But, you know, we've survived through it all. I think we've gotten better as a team, grown closer as a group. And, man, where else would we rather be than game one of the Stanley Cup Finals?
We've got Jeff Vinnick, owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning, on the line with us right now. Seth Kushner.
Mr. Vinnick, do you sit down at all during the games?
I sit down the whole games. I'll jump up when we score, so hopefully I'm doing a lot of jumping tonight.
Yeah, I worked for Steve Griggs with the Orlando Magic before he joined your fine organization, and I can tell you that guy does not sit for a minute during the games. He's pacing like a madman, but you're actually, as the owner, able to sit down and enjoy some hockey, Jeff?
I'm able to sit down. I'm pretty calm, actually. You know, game sevens are a little hard to enjoy, but I guess it's a positive kind of tension and anticipation, but... what's better than this?
Nothing.
I'm a lucky guy to be owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning. How many kids would dream about this? And they dream about scoring the game-winning goal. But to be an owner, I'm very, very lucky and privileged.
We've got Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick on the line with us. Jeff, how rewarding is it to have Tampa Bay of all places? The national media loves to heap scorn upon us. There's no way hockey's going to work in Florida. You've put in your time. You've seen it grow from the fairgrounds where we used to play to right now. How rewarding is it for you to just step back and take a look at what you've created?
You know, hockey is a great game. It's the greatest game, in my opinion, and a lot of people's opinions. The athletes, the speed, and, you know, hockey can be successful anywhere, whether it's in Montreal or if it's in Tampa Bay, Florida. So I never agree with the premise that hockey couldn't flourish in the South. And, you know, I think we've gained momentum as a team and as an organization, and the community has been terrific to us here, and it's been great supporting them. So it's really fun to see the game grow here.
Boy, and Jeff, it's got to be amazing for you to look around this city and see the flags everywhere, the banners everywhere, all over the buildings. You've got to feel an immense sense of pride when you see that.
I do, and you know, it's. I get a lot of the good press sometimes, and a lot of the accolades, but it's this entire organization working hard and trying to make us all look good and make me look good, and really building a great franchise here and being part of the community. So. You know, I get far more credit than I deserve, and other people should get a lot more of it.
Well, so. Your humility is refreshing. We know you got to go. We really appreciate you making time for us. Congratulations on your hard work paying off, and we look forward to seeing the Bolts take the Stanley Cup back with a tan to Tampa Bay, Florida. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you very much. Go Bolts.
Go Bolts indeed, sir. Thank you.
So much, Mr. Vinnick. Thank you.
Thank you.
First of all,
hello.
Dude, you are amazing. Oh. Standing ovation for Danielle. How did you do that?
Huge.
How did you do that?
Jeff Vinnick is the man. He is the man. Well, I saw him walking around, and they started pulling him to a different direction, and then I kind of noticed that he was just waiting on the wayside, and I saw the guy that was with him, and so I asked if he was available for a couple minutes, and... Man, that
props.
Feels good. I'm
major
glad that props. Happened.
You achieved greatness, Danielle.
Had we not had the TV on and looked up and saw the live, like so many
teamwork.
Things happened
so much
to make
teamwork.
That happen. That's great.
Danielle, you're amazing. Thank you so much for that. Phenomenal job, as always. Nice, tight
Thank
work.
You for flawlessly guiding me through a sea of blue to the ABC Action News tent.
You're the best in the game, Danielle.
You really are. You're
hey,
the
you're the best in the game.
Now go
I'll
jump
see
at
you all
13.
Later.
All right, take it easy, sissy.
Bye.
Bye.
That's huge.
She's unreal. She's unreal. Who gets Jeff Vinnick, owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning, on an interview like last second? We couldn't even set that up. I mean, we tried to set
yeah,
that up.
Yeah, you tried several times throughout yeah. the season with Griggs, knowing him, to try and get him on the phone or
right.
anything, and it's just the guy's so busy, he doesn't do a lot of press.
Unreal. Unreal.
She's fearless.
Wow. Hope she doesn't get in trouble for that.
No, she won't.
Because they agreed to talk to us,
it was
right?
fine, yeah. It was three yeah. minutes.
I mean, he's talking to everybody, you know, today.
Right. Wow, what a great job she did.
That's good stuff.
It really paid off her being out there for the playoff run for us now, and then right at the end of it, she gets Jeff Vinnick on the phone or on the mic.
Unreal.
And that guy's, I mean, he's rebuilding the entire Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Yep. He's more than a Lightning owner. He is a community leader.
The hotels and the old channel side and all that stuff. He's putting all the work and the money and the time and effort into that. It's going
to
be great.
Is that the new clip of the day?
I think so.
Okay. We have to recut
yeah,
stuff
we scrub
now.
Everything.
Okay.
We make that your clip of the day. I mean, getting a last-minute interview with Tampa Bay Lightning owner Jeff Vinnick, that's gigantic.
God, Danielle's the best.
We just got a text from Keith Lawless, market manager. Nice score, Danielle. Really great interview, guys. Gold. Love it. Thank you. And thank you for listening.
Shalom, my friends. Are you still listening? Good.
It's the Drew Grabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Kisses, bae.
All right, now, Kayla, Operation Shanghai. We're going to first try the bathhouse, and then we'll try the souvenir store.
Sure.
Okay. This is our attempt to get someone on the air with us from the city of Chicago. Kayla's calling them right now. Now, didn't we call a bathhouse in Ybor City?
I think they called us.
Okay.
We set up the interview in the right way.
Yeah. This is setting it up in the wrong way.
Well, Kayla called them yesterday, and they said they'd get back to us, and they never did.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're just following up with them, pretty much. You know, following up with an interview we did not schedule.
What's this place called?
Steamworks.
Steamworks.
Yeah. We tried this with P. Diddy one time. Okay. Hey, is this Steamworks?
This is Steamworks.
Hey, what's up? My name is Drew Garabo, and you're on my radio program, Drew Garabo Live. We're in Tampa, Florida. Your big rival right now. Are you a big Blackhawk fan?
Not really.
Oh, well, how's the mood up there in Chicago right now where you are? Is a lot
nice. It's really nice. It's a nice day.
That's good. We're actually going to travel up to Chicago to catch games 3 and 4 of the Blackhawks against the Tampa Bay Lightning. We're thinking about visiting your fine organization, Tony. What can you tell us about it?
You know what kind of club it is?
No, talk to me.
It's the Gay Bathhouse.
Sounds super to me. What goes on there?
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Suppose I'm not really all that gay, but I'm interested. Am I going to fit in there?
Well, you have, I don't know. It depends on what you like. It depends on, like, do you like guys or not? I mean, if you don't like guys, I wouldn't come here.
I mean, I like hanging out with dudes. Like, I like to watch little sports.
It ain't that kind of club.
Oh. I mean, like, if I just like to hang out with my dudes, like my guys Gio and Seth that I hang out with, we're looking for a cool place to hang.
It's my first time in Chicago.
And we want to be clean, and so naturally we would go to a bathhouse, right?
No, it's not that kind of bathhouse.
What if you just enjoy looking at a man's physique? Is that the place for us?
Maybe, but if you get mad if they try to touch you, it could be a problem.
Oh, no, I like to be touched.
I think it'd be a good place for you.
I mean,
I have customers right now, and I'm about working by myself. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want us to hold?
Yeah, you can call me back.
What time should we call you back, Tony?
After 4.
All right, we'll do that. Thanks a lot, sweetie. Appreciate you talking to us.
All right, bye.
Bye, baby. All right. Now I want to do it. It's like the forbidden fruit thing.
I feel like Tony likes us.
The fact that he doesn't want me there really makes me want to go there.
He didn't say he didn't want you there. He just, you know.
No, I'm definitely unwanted there.
He was trying to prepare you for what you may encounter once you get there.
God, that is crazy. So dudes just go into a bathhouse and...
Yeah.
Wow.
Boys Town.
I'm sorry? Is that the gay part of Chicago?
Yeah.
Boys Town?
Yeah. Is it really called Boys Town? That's really what people call it.
It's called Boys Town.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That is something else, man. So just like dudes walk in and there's...
Dude. Yeah, I mean, you got to get a membership. You have to sign some stuff, I believe.
Sure.
I've just been to Chicago with my brother so many times where we'll just sit in the hotel room and they'll just call Steamworks over and over again.
You ever talked to Tony before? Did he sound familiar to you?
Never. Tony sounds new, but he's like a nice guy.
You want to hear my Tony impression? You be me and calling.
Hey, I'm calling about the Lightning Blackhawks.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But... Tell us what we can expect.
No, you don't want to come here.
I can't look at you when you're doing Tony.
No, you ain't fit in here. See.
Why not, Tony?
I don't think you like it very much.
I enjoy a good set of deltoids.
Some guys might try to touch you and you wouldn't like it.
Well, no, I would like it.
No, I don't think you would.
How much?
I have customers. I have to go.
Don't go.
No, I'm sorry.
Antonio.
Call me after 4.
No.
Bye.
That's 5 our time.
It is, too. Just remember that. I don't know, man. That would be very intimidating. You guys have been to a gay bar before, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. It's fun.
What is it, Georgie's Alibi, I believe?
I've not been to any here.
Oh.
I've been in Orlando.
Tallahassee, I've been to a few. Well, just one.
A few, huh? Things get crazy up there in college?
Just one.
Yeah, in Orlando, they were just like, that's where you go. Like, you know, you'd go to some dance clubs, and then you just go to, like, Southern Nights or
I went Revolution. To support a friend.
Oh. Support him in what kind of way? I mean, it's fun, right? Like, there's some girls there. As long as, like, you take a girl with you, and that's a good time.
I've only been there because a gay friend of mine was having some sort of party. I don't think anybody ever said, hey, let's go and hang out here.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No. But that's what people used to do in Orlando. They'd be like, hey, come on. You know, we're going to the gay bar tonight.
I mean, I hate all bars. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's true. Gay, straight, whatever. So now Kayla's trying to get the Blackhawks store on the air with us. She's trying. She's finagling.
That should probably be a bit easier.
She was very good with Tony, by the way, to get him to talk to us, which clearly he did not want to do.
Is this like their official team store?
Yeah, it's a huge store on Michigan Avenue, downtown Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago. Hey there.
Jeez.
This is Jim Dworsky. I work at the what's the name of the Blackhawks store?
I think it's called the Blackhawks store.
Of course it is. I do not know. Oh, they're, I know they're offering some resistance right now.
They're not going to go on.
No, I think they are. I believe in her.
We wanted to get their comments on the no Blackhawks jersey policy in the clubs.
Yeah, not going to happen. Earl, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Earl?
Hi, Drew. How you doing? You a little weary if we win the championship if there's violence.
Leary. But Leary,
what,
yes.
What would happen if we won the hockey championship, the World Series, and the Super Bowl all this year?
That'd be cool.
I think it'd be the greatest thing for Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, very controversial viewpoint you have there. What, do you think it would be bad for anyone?
I don't know, but I'm a New Yorker, but I'm all for Tampa now. I mean, I'm down here 25 years, so.
Oh, good. Time to lose that accent, don't you think?
I don't like New York teams. So.
Oh, yeah, well, good. That means you're a sensible human being.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your phone call. Jim, it says you own about 30 bathhouses?
Yeah, I do. All over California, and I live here in Tampa.
Hot diggity damn. Is that a profitable business for you?
Extremely, and I'm totally straight.
Yeah, it sounds like it. How do you make money? You charge for memberships?
Yep. Our memberships are $100 a month, and I couldn't even count the number of members we have.
So damn. So dudes sign up for a membership, they get a membership card, then they just show up, they're allowed entrance into the club, and pretty much anything goes?
I've actually never been inside of one of them.
You know, don't you ever think you should do a quality check, like to see, make sure the men's room hand soap dispenser is full or something?
Checks in the mail.
No, I got people like that little guy y'all just spoke with to do that for me.
How do you know he's a little person? Wow, how did you get into that business if you're a straight guy?
I got a buddy that he owned one, and we pooled our money and started opening them up all over California.
Wow.
That's where all those people live.
Get out of here with that those people. Come on, bro. It's 2015. Those people live everywhere.
And you're making money off them.
Yeah, how can you call them those people when you're turning a profit off these fruitcakes?
Those people are my clientele.
Exactly. Show some respect, bro.
That's what I'm referring to them as, my clientele. Those people that give me their hard-earned dollar.
Hard-earned indeed.
So if we go out to Cali, can we get a free day's membership off you?
Of course.
All right.
So you've never been inside one of them?
Nope. I've actually never even been to California.
Guy manages from afar.
That's the kind of business I want to own. So what do you do? Just sit back in your beautiful mansion in Sarasota and collect your money?
No, I live in a swamp in the middle of nowhere in Florida.
You think if your swamp buddies knew how you're earning your living, that they would clown you a little bit?
Not at all.
All right.
I got all the fun stuff. So
there you go. All right, man. Well, keep it up, bud. And thanks very much for the call. Appreciate you, Jim. Oh, she just hung up. We had Lauren from the Blackhawk store, but I was talking to Swamp Guy. Can you imagine?
No.
Owning a bunch of bathhouses that you've never even been to?
That's a hell of an investment.
It is. But we should open up a couple here.
Let's
make a fortune. We'd never even have to go inside.
I'm in.
Let's call it Garabo's.
Yeah, I don't think that's the exact.
It's all about branding.
My great grandfather Franklin Garabo, who came over from Italy, would roll over in his grave if he knew that his great grandson was earning a living off the family name in a seedy bathhouse. Can we make it?
LADs. Look at these.
What about Garrison's place?
Yeah, now we're talking. Dude, Garrison is totally down with little bathhouse action. He doesn't mind. Garrison does not discriminate.
Garrison's Steamhouse.
I was going to say, can we call it Garrison's Channel after the channel or no?
Sure.
You like that.
Garrison's Steamhouse is the first one. Garrison's Channel is the other one. They all have to do with Garrison. That's great. You have to enter in through the back door.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.